The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here with some... Well, great news, as far as I'm concerned. I think you'll appreciate it as well, being my best friend and someone that I know only wants the best for me. I went round to Sunday lunch with Claire and Jamie yesterday, and it went so well, and it went on into the evening, and we had such a good time, and it was revealed that Claire has split up with Wendy, and I ended up sleeping actually in the spare room. It's the nicest time we had since this whole debacle began. Anyway, she sort of phoned up today and asked me if I want to have lunch with her this week, and honestly, there is some chemistry there. I'm not joking, I'm not imagining this. This is very, very real. I'm so excited. I am so excited, mate. I just wanted to share that news with you, just because I know we've been through a lot together. Anyway, speak soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That's really good news about Claire, mate, isn't it? That's great. Look, I've got a bit of a problem myself. A friend of a friend, she's a really lovely lady, she's a cleaner from Morocco, and she's in a lot of stuck, and she's a refugee, and she really badly needs some help, and I can do something to help her, but I am going to need your help. I know it's something I'm sure you'd be interested in doing, as it's helping someone that really does badly need it. So I'll tell you about it more, but I'm just sounding you out if it's something that you would do for me. Okay, thanks, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, yeah, of course I'll help. I mean, you know, the way some people from foreign countries are being treated at the moment is, frankly, it's sickening, and I have great empathy for them. And if there's anything I can do to, you know, help you out, help this poor lady out, then of course. Yeah. Oh, it goes without saying. All right, mate. Yeah, well, let me know. I mean, let me know. I'm going to see Claire tomorrow. We're going to have lunch at... we're going to go to Coat, and well, she's going to pay for that, she said, because, you know, she knows that I haven't got very much money. It's the first time she's actually taken this into consideration. This really is a step forward. All right, mate, as I say, anything I can do, I'd love to help. You know me. All right, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. That's amazing of you, mate. It really is. I can't tell you. A dealer will be over the moon. She's been trying to look for someone to go along with this for a while. So once all the paperwork's done, then she'll just apply for the divorce in about 8 months' time, I think. But she's been brushing up on all her sort of English stuff, you know... royal history and all that shit. But what we really have to do is work out where you met. And the story, I think, goes as thus, that you went on holiday to Marrakesh and you met her. She came over here and she was working for you as a cleaner and as a cleaner as well. And then you lived together for a while and you're now... getting married. The registry office is in Upper Street, on the fucking, what line's it on? I think it's on the Jubilee. We have to double check that, but don't worry. I'm going to sort out the witnesses. I think she's got someone, but I'll be able to get someone as well. And yeah, so it will be this Saturday. Honestly, mate, unbelievable commitment to helping someone in need. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog, and speak soon. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger. Well, mate, listen. I'm happy to help, but this is... I mean, marriage is another proposition altogether. And this Saturday's a bit soon as well, I think. I've not even met her. I mean, I know it's not sort of... I know it's a marriage of convenience, so to speak, but... getting all our ducks in a row for Saturday is going to be a bit tricky. Also, this Saturday I said I'd take Jamie up to the Natural History Museum because he's doing a project for school. So it's going to be a bit difficult, mate. Also, my divorce has only just come through with Claire, and you know. We're looking really good at the moment, mate, and you know, I'm not sort of jumping the gun or counting my chickens or whatever phrase you want to use, but I'm just a bit worried about this, I'll be honest. I'm sure it's all fine and above board. It's just a gut feeling, you know. Okay, give me a call, mate. All right, bye bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. No, you can't bail out on me, mate. You can't. You have to do it now. The ball is very much rolling, and promises have been made. I's have been dotted and crossed, and it's not a thing, mate. You said yes. You did say yes, and that's why I've gone ahead with it. I'm sorry, mate. That's just done and dusted. People's lives are at stake, and it's not something we can be grey about. It's black and white, and you've got to follow this through, mate. I'm sorry, but that, you know, you can't make a promise like that and then renege on it. You just can't. It's shit, shitty behaviour. All right, thanks, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate, the last thing I want to do is upset you or, go back on a promise. But, you know, you didn't say anything about getting married. You just said helping the poor girl. And, I'm willing to help, but I'm just saying it's a Saturday is a bit, it's a bit short notice, mate, that's all. I don't know her. I don't know anything. I don't even know what she looks like or where she's from or anything about her. What if we get questioned or, you know, stopped? And do I have to kiss her? I mean, I don't. I've never met her. And I'm supposed to be taking Jamie to the Natural History Museum because he's doing a project on bones and, you know, or something. What should we do? Okay, mate, bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Mate, look, you've got to understand, I met this guy about a month ago outside the kebab shop, and I got chatting, and I said to him that I could help him out with the situation. I knew someone that would be prepared to marry, and quite a lot of money was involved, mate. And he's a very scary man. I don't know if you've come across Moroccans before, but he's a very, very serious man. He's a big, strong guy, and he's gay, and he said that he'd fuck me, and I think he actually wants... So, look, I'm sorry, but you can't take Jamie to the Natural History Museum. I've got a lot riding on this, mate. I've ploughed this money into the Silk Route business as well, and I really need a break. So, gotta do this for me, mate. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Look, mate, just calm down, okay? Look, I will work something out. I will do this. I mean, the last thing, you've been such a good friend, the last thing I want is for you to get, you know, buggered by a Moroccan gangster. So I will work something out. I don't know how long the ceremony will take, but I shall take Jamie with me and I'll get married, and then I'll sit Jamie down somewhere and I'll say, I'll come and meet you afterwards, and I've just got something to do, and we'll go to the Natural History Museum, and, you know, we need to be divorced very quickly, mate, after this, because things are moving with Claire and they're going very well, and I just need to be in a position for us to be together. That's all I ask. But obviously I don't want you to be put in a very bad position, so of course I'll help. Of course I will. Okay, mate, bye bye.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Thanks, mate. I'm just really grateful because, yeah, he was going to pin me down and fuck me, and I'm pretty sure he was going to pin you down and fuck you too. So I think this is definitely the best thing to do. So it's 11 o'clock at the registry office. I won't be there. She's going to be waiting in a cafe around the corner. If you meet her in there, it will be pretty obvious who it is, but there'll be a sort of group of Moroccans. But I've asked her to wear something white so that she can identify you and you her. And then I think you'll just run through it and then go in, do the do's, and then you can get to the Natural History Museum. Great. Thanks, mate.
Brian, it's Roger. Look, I don't know what to do. The ceremony went very well. Yes, lovely to meet you. Okay. Yes, the ceremony went real well, but I left Jamie in a cafe up the road, and I said stay there, and he obviously didn't stay there. He must have followed me in mid-ceremony. I saw him poke his head round the corner just as we were taking our vows. Christ. And then I thought about stopping it, and that would have... Then I thought about you getting assaulted by the gangster sexually. So I was in a bit of a bind, so I went on with it. And then when the ceremony was over, Jamie had thrown a card into the room that he had written, and I opened it and it said, I'm so glad that you and Mum are getting back together again. Dad, I love you. Jamie. And he's going to go back and he's going to tell Claire what he's seen. I know he will. Why wouldn't he? And Claire works for the Home Office, Brian, and she'll either put two and two together, or she'll think I'm just getting married to somebody else and I haven't told her. So I don't... If there's anything that you can do to help me, that would be great, mate. Okay. It was a nice ceremony, though. All right, mate. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.